Well, look, no surprises here. This is not straightforward, I have to say, but we can't allow the fact that it's difficult to just pass, enable it to pass us by. Some are reassessing the impact of these free trade agreements, in particular the yet-to-be-signed Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, negotiations will resume in Hawaii next month on this Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, which, if it's signed, would include Australia and 11 other countries representing 40% of the world's economy with America. Superficially, it all sounds impressive. Not everyone is enthusiastic. A health impact report, and we've got to be careful here, compiled by five specialists from the University of New South Wales, Sydney Uni and La Trobe universities, are arguing that the Trans-Pacific Partnership will bolster US drug company monopolies over the manufacture of medicines to the detriment of health in other signatory countries. Now, it argues that cheaper generic drugs will not be allowed to compete with US drug company medicines for 12 years under the terms of this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then the time frame before existing drugs could be applied for new use. Now, by that, that might mean that there's a drug, for example, that is used to deal with, I'm just using example, prostate cancer, and they suddenly find that that same drug would have benefit if applied to pancreatic cancer. Well, under this arrangement, for that drug to be applied for a new use would take 8 years. The report finds that so-called investor-state dispute settlement clauses would make it difficult for governments to legislate. That is investor-state, that is where the investor-state, it might be, for example, Australia, someone, it might be coal seam gas, and suddenly a policy is made which says there'll be no coal seam gas mining. Well, one of the signatories of the investor-states can say, you've disadvantaged us, you're a signatory to this, you can't disadvantage us, and therefore you can't legislate against us, so therefore we can seek compensation for the legislation. Particularly, they say, this could occur in relation to tobacco, alcohol or food manufacturers. Look, these clauses basically would allow foreign companies to sue governments if they were discriminated against. Now, that detail needs to be spelt out. Presumably, my coal seam gas analogy ought not apply because no country could come in and coal seam gas and explore for coal seam gas. So no country would be discriminated against. But none of this detail is spelled out because, you see, it isn't easy to repair these reports. Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations are secret. The report that has been compiled had to rely on draft chapters of the agreement leaked by WikiLeaks. Now, free trade, all I'm saying, sounds like a good principle. But the reality is, it's not as simple as it sounds.